It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. KTRC, Santa Fe's News Talk Leader, presents All Things Real Estate, the best place for news and information on our economy, famous events, and all the elements of real estate. Broadcasting around the nation on SantaFe.com. Here's your host, Associate Broker at Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
As we listen to the All Things Real Estate theme music, we welcome you to the weekend broadcast of our program. On the show that is airing this Saturday and Sunday, we're actually having a conversation with two very well-regarded real estate-related professionals who also are monthly columnists in the Santa Fe New Mexican's Home magazine. Each month this year, I've actually featured interviews with this select group of columnists who offer their observations on a variety of issues important to homeowners, buyers, and sellers. So to kick off this weekend's interviews, I'm delighted to welcome Saguna Severson, marketing director with home construction firm Tierra Concepts. It's great to have you on the show, Saguna. How are you?
Thank you. Wonderful to be here.
Well, I can tell you that Saguna was always fascinated by architecture. And as a young girl growing up in New York City, she asked her mother to take her to every open house that she could find. The obsession led to a desire and a degree in architecture from the University of California at Berkeley. And settling in Santa Fe, she became the general manager for a very well-known architectural firm. Eventually, her love of architecture and building led her to the Design Build Tierra Concepts company, where she has been marketing director for the past 8 years. So, Saguna, why don't we start off with you describing the message you deliver to readers in your monthly column in the Santa Fe New Mexican's Home magazine.
Sure, Ray. So I started writing this, I think, about 4 years ago. I can't even remember. But I try to write about things that seem interesting to me. I've been here since 1988. That seems like a long time to me now. It feels it's the longest I've ever lived anywhere, and I love it. I can't imagine living anywhere else. And because I've worked in architecture and building and design, I know so many people, but it's even broader than that. Like I did a column about Scott's House. That's this amazing residential hospice home that's in a residential neighborhood off Rodeo where anybody can go when they're getting ready to die, when they're in hospice. And that was an amazing thing. And so I'm trying to sort of broaden even what it means, because there's so much to what a home is and what housing is and what building is. So it's really the sky's the limit.
You know, I always think of real estate as being everything out there. In one way or another, real estate is a building. It could be a destination. It could be an individual. So we've got such a wide area to discuss when we talk about real estate. So I'm with you on how interesting your work has been. I guess I need to ask you, because you're in the business, what's your view, and there are plenty of views about this, about where the real estate market is right now as we're getting ready to close out 2025?
Well, it seems to me, and I was thinking about this after listening to you talk to Devin, who's the editor of Home Magazine, it seems to me that people always want to move to Santa Fe. You know, it doesn't end. I mean, I wanted to move here in 1988. Once I got here, I just fell more and more in love with it. And I think what happens is Santa Fe either, this has always been the saying, it either draws you in or spits you out. Some people come, they realize it's not for them. That's great. They go. But some people get so many people I know have moved here, clients and friends, they get so involved in Santa Fe. They get on the boards of nonprofits. They volunteer. It's sort of, you know, it's always been an amazing town, and it still is. And people still want to move here.
Yeah, we as real estate brokers notice that quite a bit. People will come in the summer for perhaps the first time or the second time or the 10th time. And as they actually look at all the opportunities that exist here, food, culture, art, et cetera, and the weather, of course, they turn around and what you alluded to, they end up wanting to buy a home. So they come to us as real estate brokers, and or they come to find companies like Tierra Concepts and they say, right, we want you to build a fabulous property for us. So that is a dynamic that I think is somewhat unique to Santa Fe. Mm-hmm. And as you well know, my friend, Santa Fe, compared to the rest of the Mountain State resorts, is the least expensive of all of them. You can buy a property here or actually have one built that would cost you considerably more in other resort communities north of us. Is that your feeling as well?
Well, yes. I mean, we can, you know, Telluride, Aspen, all those ski things, are the ones in Utah, it's much more expensive to live there. But what's also interesting is people, like you said, they come and fall in love. I just spoke to a very nice gentleman from Denver who said he's been here twice for 2 weekends with his wife and they're ready to build a house. And I was sort of like, whoa, maybe you should come for a longer time, like rent a house or an Airbnb, you know, really get a feel for it, because 2 weekends doesn't really tell you that much before you want to build a house. So I was actually saying, oh, you might want to slow down. You might want to look at houses that are already existing on the market, et cetera.
Yeah. And also, too, in your business, we have seen a lot of very choice lots within the community actually disappear, because when we had such a low inventory of pre-existing homes and the market was very, very robust with lots of buyers coming here, they took a lot of the real choice spots. There still are a lot left. So I agree with your premise. And they may decide that they want to live somewhere different than where they originally thought. True?
True. And, you know, I would say this to everybody. I don't think 2 weekends is enough to even know. And I said, there's so many neighborhoods. I mean, when you think about it, you know, I live off West Alameda, and there's so many neighborhoods off West Alameda, all the way from downtown, all the way out till, you know, where there's the new Caja del Rio. New to me, when I first was out there, there were no roads. So there's so many neighborhoods now that I think anybody coming, thinking, or whoever lives here and thinking of buying a newer house or a bigger house for their family, they've got to take the time, right, and be with a good realtor and look at neighborhoods and look at lots. I think that, right.
Yeah, and it's not just downtown Santa Fe. There are a lot of very fine communities in and around in Santa Fe County, and I've lived in several of them. So a lot of things to search out. Well, we've got a couple of minutes here before we take our first break. Mm-hmm. Let's start off on this conversation, then we'll resume it after the break. What is the state of home construction right now? You're in one of the finest firms that exists. So what's your view about where we are in actually the building process of a property?
I think we're in a good place. I mean, you know, and you've alluded to, I mean, during the pandemic, people who had always wanted to move to Santa Fe, that was their reason to do it. So you're right. A lot of people came and bought lots. A lot of people started the design process. So we're still at the tail end of that. But now we're coming to, you know, the next group of people, let's say. So right. It seems all the builders I know are busy. It seems robust. You know, there's always the tariff question up and down every day. And prices have gone up. During that I like to call it the pandemic gold rush, when everyone was so busy and a lot of the subcontractors, they had to pay more in labor and materials. Materials have gone up. Window packages have gone up. So it's gone up, yes, but people are definitely still excited to build homes here.
Yeah, that's true. And I guess one quick question. I got about less than a minute here. When you're talking about the home construction business, one of the things that I've always recommended to my clients that want to build a house is that they actually go out with the builder and they walk the lot that they're interested in to make sure that they can, in fact, have a property built there, because there are some lots that just don't support it. Is that true?
Absolutely, Ray. I mean, we've had people like take us out to a lot and say, oh, I think I could have Jemez View and Sangre Views. And we're like, no, you can't, because of the developable area or any other restrictions on it. You're right. I would say anybody, once they've narrowed down to a few lots with their realtor, should get us or another builder to come out and really look at the situation, look at the county regulations, the city regulations. You really have to dig in on those things.
Right. Very good, Saguna. So let's take a break. And when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with my special guest, Saguna Severson. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Stay tuned. We'll be coming right back to All Things Real Estate on KTRC, Santa Fe's News Talk Leader. Now back to Ray Post and All Things Real Estate on KTRC, Santa Fe's News Talk Leader.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. You can listen to our show every Saturday or Sunday at noon, Mountain Time, on this station, or at the Listen Now link at our website, which you know is atreradio.com. Again, that's atreradio.com. Or you can always go to santafe.com. And if you're enjoying what you're hearing today, please like us at facebook.com/ATRE Radio. Joining me for this conversation is a very well-regarded real estate professional in our community, Saguna Severson, who actually is a marketing director at Tierra Concepts, one of the best home construction firms in Santa Fe. Before we get back into our conversation, my friend, brought to you by homebuilder KMSkelly.com, Ray's real estate recommendation on today's show podcast. Well, it's to tell you that I actually have two recommendations to offer. First of all, please tune into the show next weekend when I'll be interviewing Donna Jones-White, owner of Santa Fe Vacation Rentals, and Ned Jacobs, one of the principals at the Quezada Jacobs Allstate Insurance Agency. Now, the three of us will discuss the state of the real estate market from their perspective, as well as the current property rental scene and insurance issues important to homeowners, buyers, and sellers. So tune into the All Things Real Estate radio show next Saturday or Sunday at noon. And the Santa Fe Association of Realtors observes that a recent study published by the National Association of Realtors finds market extremes. The share of first-time home buyers dropped to a record low of 21%, while the typical age of first-time buyers actually climbed to an all-time high of 40 years old, according to the National Association of Realtors 2025 profile of home buyers and sellers. Find out how these consumer trends are shaping the real estate market by actually going to NAR.realtor. That's NAR.realtor. Then look for the 2025 profile of buyers and sellers. These are my recommendations for this show. So, Saguna, talk a little bit about your job at Tierra Concepts. What do you actually do day to day?
What do I do day to day? Well, I started about 9 years ago. It'll be 10 years ago next. And I know marketing is such a nebulous word. I'm in charge of the website and all that kind of stuff, connecting with would-be buyers. And I think in our market, what's so interesting, Ray, is there's probably maybe 20 people thinking about right now, you know, building a custom home in Santa Fe in the next maybe year or two. There's not that many people because we're a small town with 100,000 people, right? So the trick is getting in front of those people. So we try to do a lot of things. We try to be out in the community. We try to be good philanthropists. You know, we're doing the sweetheart auction for a cancer foundation. We support the opera and the business council. We try to do every end of the spectrum of Santa Fe. You know, I volunteer with Scott's House, try to raise money. I work with Santa Fe area home builders. I was on the board. So many ways that we want to be out in the community and known as good people. We, you know, try to support the pancakes. I love the pancakes on the 4th of July on the plaza. All that kind of stuff. And we try to just be the best at what we do so that good reputation. I take care of our clients. You know, even if it's 10 years since your house has been built, we'll come out and fix it. You know, that's part of my job, is to have good relationships with all our clients, past and present. And it's like my column. It's very wide ranging. You know, be out there, be part of Parade of Homes. I was on the Parade of Homes committee for years and years and years, probably since 2010. So I don't know if that makes sense. Like, the more people that I know and know me, I think that helps. Does that make sense to you?
It makes a lot of sense. And you touched on something that I think is very true. I've lived all over the country, and I was a real estate agent in Washington, D.C., and a broker here, obviously. But I've noticed that in our community, people are much seemingly closer to each other, and there's a lot more commitment to doing good, working with nonprofits and the like. You guys exemplify that, you and your colleagues at Tierra Concepts. But I think it's sort of in the genes for people that live in Santa Fe. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I think once you're here, you know, that's what I said before. Once Santa Fe has not spit you out, and you're here, you're like, okay, I'm here for the rest of my life. That's what most people say, our clients, everybody, all my friends. So let's make this town as great as it can be. And, you know, there's so many nonprofits, it's hard to know where to put your energy. So Kitchen Angels is one that I love, and just the Kitchenality store. Like, I just go by the Kitchenality store in Siler whenever I can, just to buy vases and things for the house, just because I want that money to go to Kitchen Angels, because that's such an amazing nonprofit. So everybody I know sort of has their own little, you know, purview of what they think is important. And we all here at Tierra Concepts are always trying to support however we can. We're very community minded. So many people have lived here either their whole life, born here, or I've lived here a long time and really care about it. I think you can't not care about Santa Fe.
Yeah. You may remember that when I did my radio show live, I would, the Santa Fe Area Home Builder Association was a corporate supporter of us, and we did a lot of remote broadcasts, including, I believe, at least two from Tierra Concepts.
Yes, you did. Yes, at the parade. Those were wonderful. I loved when you did those.
Well, and I miss doing those from when we started to tape the show and then bring it out in a tape format. It's not obviously I can't do a live remote broadcast. So we miss those occasions. We also used to do the home show at the convention center. Anyway, the point being that Tierra Concepts has won so many awards over the years for being an extraordinary home construction firm. And the properties that I would sit in during the Parade of Homes, and there were many, but their properties were just unbelievably exceptional. And as a real estate broker, you can imagine how many properties I walked through over my 20-plus years. So I commend them for all their hard work. Anything we need to know about what's happening in the new year with you and the company you work for?
Well, I hope we will be in the parade this summer. We will see, it's always up to the clients who own the houses. It used to be, right in the old days, in the beginning of the parade, they were mostly spec houses. And so you didn't have to worry about your clients. Now it's a whole new thing because the clients are living there. And so we have to send them on vacation or put them in hotels or really take care of them. So that's how the nature of the parade has changed. So we'll see. But I hope we have at least one house in the parade this summer, because I used to love it when I was younger, when the parade started, probably 92, I think, to be able to go see houses that I could never see on a day-to-day basis, like in Bishop's Lodge or Monte Sereno or, Las Campanas. I used to go and take pictures. I'm sure I didn't have a phone with camera back then, but, with a little Instamatic camera, and get ideas for my house, because I'm always renovating houses. I started my first house when I was young was in Bellama, did a whole renovation on that. So I think that's what's fun for people. The parade is great to be able to see these beautiful houses like Tierra Concepts houses and other builders.
Right. So, Saguna, as always, the time goes by very quickly.
Yes.
This conversation is almost over. I really am appreciative of you being a guest today. Any last thoughts you want to offer? We got about 15 seconds for you to do it. And also to share the best way for people to get a hold of you.
You can just go to the Tierra Concepts Santa Fe website. And if you just send an email, it'll come to me. Or else it's Saguna, S-A-G-U-N-A. At TierraConceptsSantaFe.com.
Very good, my friend. Thanks so much for being on the show today. We appreciate it. Great to have you. Great commentary as well. Let's take a break. And when we come back, we'll begin a conversation with my other special guest, Gayla Bechtol. So stay tuned. We'll be back shortly.
Stay tuned. We'll be coming right back to All Things Real Estate on KTRC, Santa Fe's News Talk Leader. Now back to Ray Post and All Things Real Estate on KTRC, Santa Fe's News Talk Leader.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. You can listen to our show every Saturday or Sunday at noon Mountain Time on this station or at the Listen Now link at our website, which you know is atreradio.com. Again, that's atreradio.com, or you can always go to santafe.com. So I'm now delighted to welcome Gayla Bechtol, a well-regarded architect in Santa Fe. Gayla began her architecture firm in Santa Fe, New Mexico in 1995, specializing in residential projects in Santa Fe and Tizuqui, New Mexico. In the same year, she began pursuing the American Institute of Architects Regional Urban Design Assistance Team process for the Santa Fe Rail Yard, resulting intimately in the team's plan to actually in 1997 make a usable, workable plan endorsed by the citizen planners and governing body of Santa Fe. The plan was recently completed by the construction of a new theater. As a qualified New Mexico historic architect, Gayla received an Architecture Preservation Award from the City of Santa Fe Historic Design Review Board. She enjoys the challenge and complexities of working within the constraints and political environment of the historic districts and New Mexico. So Gayla, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thanks, Ray. Oh, I'm great. I sound like a saint on that description. Yes.
Well, it's all true for sure. So my friend, why don't we start off by you describing the message that you deliver to readers in your monthly column in the Santa Fe New Mexicans Home Magazine?
All right. I've named my column Urban Sense, even though sometimes it gets listed as urban design or urban scene. But the idea really is that there's a common sense about how urban design can be done. And the city of Santa Fe has a 400-year-old plus history of doing great urban design. And what I like to do is highlight either what's happening, should be happening, what could be happening, so that the citizens of Santa Fe can be informed about things that affect them every day, from traffic to parking, but most especially to allowing more and more people to live in Santa Fe in a great way. I think Santa Fe is such a beautiful, beautiful place to live. And I would like to see more people here and fitting into the environment that we have. And I think it's possible through really good urban design.
Yeah, and urban design that, you know, typically when someone hears urban, they often think about a much larger city, but the application of urban design is applicable to any community that's large or small. I mean, we only have about 100,000 people in the greater Santa Fe area, but it's not like designing things in New York City, is it?
Right. I mean, the Plaza of Santa Fe is a beautiful urban design that was dictated, as you know, by the laws of the Indies in the 1600s. And so that is urban design at its best, where the citizens were taken care of, the church, the shops, the fields, and it was laid out as almost like designing a house, but designing it on the urban scale. So you're designing with buildings, with roads that affect our quality of life. And we in Santa Fe we're so lucky to have a great example of great urban design.
Mm. Now, we have something unique in Santa Fe, and correct me if I'm wrong, Gayla, but we have a historic district where the rules are rather strict for what you can do to a building that that exists in that part of the community, whether you're a home construction professional, or even an architect, you've got to take those rules into consideration, don't you?
Yes, indeed, we do. And I spend a lot of time thinking about those rules, discussing those rules, and then certainly in front of the Historic District's Review Board, trying to get approval from them for my clients that I do these projects for in the Historic Districts.
Mm. So you have your finger on the pulse of real estate in this community. You're one professional that offers some spectacular services. What's your view as we're closing out 2025 about the actual state of the real estate market in Santa Fe?
I always tell people to call a realtor if they want to know about real estate. Because I only know the few people that come into my orbit. And I still find that Santa Fe is such a desirable place to live, especially in the most desirable downtown districts, the historic districts. I mean, it's a beautiful, walkable city. And it's very desirable. And so I'm still, I have plenty of people calling me wanting to adjust this house or that house. I mean, certainly since the pandemic in 2020, I thought, oh dear, I'm going to have to close up shop. It's going to be over now. And my phone hasn't stopped ringing since then for people that either had a house here that need an extra room or converting something, or they've bought a house and they need to, they're moving here full time so they can work here. So it's, it seems to me, and I don't know, I mean, I'll talk to a realtor, talk to you. The desire to be in Santa Fe has not, if anything, it's heightened over the last 5 years.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely correct. And you sounded more like a realtor than you might imagine. So there are issues. We've been struggling with the existence and inventory of pre-existing homes to sell. And a lot of people, as Gayla, have actually gone on to buy lots when they could not find a house. And then they work with a home builder and an architect. I have a follow-up question. I know that there are different protocols that home builders and architects use when they're collaborating. Some people only design or only build homes that I've actually talked to home builders that only start with working with an architect to design a proper schematic. But it's all over the place. Some builders just do it on their own. They maybe have an architectural team within their firm, but it sort of is, that's sort of the routine, isn't it? Either you work by yourself, you work with an in-house team, or you actually enlist one of the fine architects like yourself in the city. True?
I would say that that's correct. And I've worked in all situations, both, getting a contact from the builder or getting a contact from the client and then forming the team as we go along. It does seem to be, because we have such great artisan craftspeople and builders in the city of Santa Fe, I do often try to get my team together early in the design process. Right. I feel like that's been the most successful projects over the years.
Now, one thing that I know you probably agree with is that if someone wants to build a house and they found a lot that they think is very attractive, the best thing for them to do is actually go out and walk with the home builder that they've enlisted to see whether, in fact, they can build a house on that lot. Some lots in our community don't actually offer a good building sort of platform unless you want to spend a lot of money to make it better. Is that a correct statement on my part?
I would say that that's correct, that either the home builder and or the architect, we can do a lot of sort of due diligence way ahead of time, because, a lot of times the lots that are left, especially, close into town damaged. It's not the right word, but they're not, the access is incorrect or the setbacks are so great that the house has to be a certain thing, which you can't do because the codes don't allow you to go that high. I mean, there's a lot of different ways that the rules come into play, and knowing that ahead of time, even especially before you buy it, is really helpful.
One of the things that most people that come on the All Things Real Estate Radio show talk about as real estate professionals of one sort or another is that communicating with their clients is so important to them. For you as an architect, it's extraordinarily important, I assume, to make sure you and your clients are on the same page right from the starting block. Is that true?
Yes. No, and I think that people are well served to interview a lot of architects or find an architect that they really feel comfortable with, right? Because we are going to, and as I say, you know, sleeping in the same bed for a while just to get this house, you know, done and get it the way they want it. And so, yeah, I mean, and if you are, you know, if we don't get along, which is fine, you know, there's a lot of architects in Santa Fe, and I always want the ones that want me. And so, or, you know, the clients that want me, and it just works out better that way.
Yeah, good point. We got about a minute or so here before we take a break. So what are the biggest challenges that you're facing as we go into 2026 when it comes to the root of architectural work? Or are there any new and looming issues that are on the horizon?
Well, I feel like the social justice issues that we're facing as a city are important, and also the energy conservation that is vitally important in the building industry. I feel like we are still behind on those issues, and so I'd like to make more progress. As an architect, I'm part of Friends of Architecture Santa Fe, and we're trying to have more conversations about how do we, you know, increase density. I mean, I think that's a bottom line issue for us, to bring more housing into the inner cities or the closer in parts of Santa Fe. It's easy to build way out. You know, BLM land will be available at some point in the future. And so if we don't really turn it around to figure out how to densify Santa Fe so that more people can live within the urban boundary, I think we're really losing out. And that will both save energy because we'll be using less energy to go places. Right. And also then, you know, continuing to to increase the technology that we use for energy conservation.
Right. All good points. Excellent summary of the challenges that you have from your perspective as a very well-regarded architect in this community. So I tell you what, my friend, we're going to take a break. And when we get back, we'll do our broker reflection segment and also receive some closing remarks from Gayla Bechtol. So my friends out there listening to us, stay tuned. We will be back in a couple of minutes.
Stay tuned. We'll be coming right back to All Things Real Estate on KTRC, Santa Fe's News Talk Leader. Now back to Ray Post and All Things Real Estate on KTRC, Santa Fe's News Talk Leader.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Tell your friends to listen to our show every Saturday or Sunday at noon Mountain Time at Santa Fe's 1260 AM, 103.7 FM, or at the Listen Now link at our website, which you know is atreradio.com. That's atreradio.com, or at santafe.com. Today I have a very special guest who's talking to us about not only her role as a columnist in the Home Magazine publication, but also her career as a very well-regarded architect in our community. That's Gayla Bechtol. Before we get back into our conversation, we've reached a segment in the show which is always designed to underscore just how important the place we call home actually is to each of us. This segment is brought to you by our good friends at the Allstate Insurance Gazzetta Jacobs Family Agency. So today, my broker colleagues at Sotheby's International Realty are offering a collection of fine homes, which can be found by going to our website. Again, that's atreradio.com. And then click on the Sotheby's logo at the upper left-hand corner of our homepage. Now, when you do this, you'll be able to learn about the qualities of the real estate professionals at our brokerage. Sotheby's International Realty stands ready to help every home buyer and seller realize all of their real estate dreams. So, Gayla, just a couple of questions. You alluded to this earlier about the state of the real estate market, and you talked a little bit about your always busy, the phone doesn't stop ringing. So that basically is a signal about the strength of the residential architecture work that you do. Won't you talk for a moment about maybe one or two of your very special projects that you've had that you're quite proud of?
Okay. I would love to follow up on the rail yard that we talked about a little bit, because that's been, I think, one of the most satisfying projects for me to work on in the city of Santa Fe. When I found out that the city of Santa Fe was going to buy the rail yard property in 95, I began that, as we called it, the regional urban design assistance team process, and followed that through until about 2015, I think, through the Trust for Public Land, through the master plan process, and ultimately forming the Rail Yard Conservancy, now, or Stewards, now called the Rail Yard Conservancy. And that's been urban politics is something I studied in school, and I came here right out of school practically, and it worked. Finding the stakeholders, finding the people to talk to, and we're able to make that a reality. And through 600 other people, I'm not in any way taking claim or credit for it, but it was really a beautiful project to be involved in. But more recently, the Plaza Chamisal is a compound off of Acequia Madre that I recently had the pleasure and privilege of doing one remodel and two new structures in that compound. And it was really nice to be able to work inside a thoughtfully designed place from the 20s by Catherine Stinson Otero. And she was an architect that met John Gamim while she was here and did a lot of wonderful things there. Really, it's not so dense, but it's a lovely, lovely compound. And then the other thing I'd like to talk about that I'm proud of is being on the board of the Friends of Architecture Santa Fe, and really trying to enhance the conversations that we have about design in the city of Santa Fe, especially before projects get to city council or before the planning commission, so that everyone is at least talking to each other. We may not always agree with one another, which is what I found out in the rail yard. We may not all agree about what should happen there, but we can at least listen to each other and come to some kind of compromise that not everyone gets what they want, but everyone can agree that I think the rail yard has become a wonderful, vibrant part of the city. And I think that we can continue to do that in the city of Santa Fe if we continue those conversations. So those are my sort of three highlights. I've had a great career here, and I've really enjoyed it. And I'm so grateful to the city of Santa Fe that I get to be here. I feel really, really lucky.
Yeah. Well, most of us that have lived in Santa Fe for a while feel the same way. And it's always hard to think about the possibility of needing to or having to move away from such a lovely place. And I actually lived all over the country, but I did real estate in Washington, D.C., and when I landed here in Santa Fe, I realized, my gosh, I wasted all that time in D.C. so let's go back to it for a moment to the Friends of Architecture. It's a fine organization. I'm not sure that everybody out there knows what their singular mission is. Why don't you describe that as a member of the board?
Our singular mission is to enhance the conversation around design and urban design in the city of Santa Fe. That's not the exact words, but it's really raising the level of discourse so that we can really talk about, should that building be higher? Can this building be higher? Can we have more density? How could we have more density? How can we solve more problems for the future residents of Santa Fe? I mean, it's easy to go to a city council meeting and oppose something just because you don't want more traffic in your neighborhood or whatever and it's completely valid, absolutely valid. And how do we get beyond those kinds of conversations so that we can allow more building. And I, you know, it sounds, you know, when I just say that and I can hear other people say, oh my God, they're going to ruin Santa Fe. And it's like, that's the opposite of what we're trying to do is right. We're really trying to have thoughtful conversations so that everyone can be here, not just the few. And that's what I feel like the 34 or 35 years I've been here. We haven't done a good job. You know, we just continue to put all the development out on the south side of Santa Fe and the southwest. And now, you know, coming in from I-25, when I came, there was still the drive-in theater and some of the old hotels. And now it looks like Amarillo, Texas, where I grew up. You know, it's like, oh, it's just, you sometimes you can tell because there might be a Viga sticking out of a wall, sure. A fake Viga at that. So, I feel like we've lost the desire to be more to more people that, right. You know, we're just, you know, it's just the bottom line and we're just going to do that's completely normal or completely regular. This is what everybody's doing. It's what we know it works. And, you know, we just like the transportation. I mean, my God, you know, Cerritos Road in some cases is, eight lanes wide. Yeah. You know, people are going 70 miles an hour on it through our town. And yeah. It's because we've designed a road just like a freeway inside our town. And so those kinds of things, as you can tell, I just get so impatient with how we accept that we need that. We don't need 8 lanes of traffic. I mean, have you ever tried to ride? I mean, I tried to ride my bicycle once on Cerritos Road and that was, I'm never going to do it again.
One time adventure.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's funny. Two observations. First of all, I was intrigued by your use of the words politics of architecture. I used to work on Capitol Hill and manage political campaigns. And in real estate, as it is in architecture, I've noticed that there's always a thread of politics that run through everything. It sort of is a constant in our life. And the second thing is similar to people who say, oh, they're going to ruin Santa Fe. I went to graduate school and then worked in Vermont for many years. And you may know that Vermont is a lovely state to live and work in. And there's a running joke always that people would stand at the border with Massachusetts with guns and not let anybody into the state because they didn't want to ruin it with newcomers. So
right. Yeah.
I can relate to your observation. So, my friend, that's a great sort of summary of the mission of Friends of Architecture. We have a couple of minutes here, believe it or not, before we close out the conversation. Anything you want to recommend to people out there when they want to work with an architect on the design of a home? What are the two or three things that sort of a civilian ought to think about when they do that?
I guess do your homework, do your due diligence, check things out. I mean, now it's easy to check people out. And, you know, where before it was a little bit harder because you had to know somebody that knew somebody. But you can find some things, but then, you know, I think there's nothing quite like face to face, you know, having a phone call, you know, having a conversation face to face. I think those things, but really find who you're comfortable with. And then I think that at least then you can go forward knowing that you're in good hands with the people that you found.
Right.
So I think that would probably be.
I always tell people, even people that approach me and say, we'd like to work with you as a real estate broker. I always say to them that, you know, make sure that you feel that there's good chemistry between us because we're going to be working as it is with an architect so closely together. You made the metaphor before of actually sleeping in the same bed, and that was a metaphor, I know.
Yeah, so, I know. Yeah, it was.
So it's important to have that chemistry for all of the players that you put together, whether you're buying or building a house. I think it's even more important today because the complexity of not only a real estate contract and the process, but also I'm sure the design of a property is more complex than it's ever been. So I think that's great counsel on your part. My friend, we're almost near the end of this show. I want to give you the chance to sort of tell anybody that might want to contact you, what's the best way of reaching Gayla Bechtel?
My website is gbasantafe.com, and my email is gayla, G-A-Y-L-A, at gbasantafe.com. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, those are, you know, I'll eventually get that email. You know, sometimes they fall below the horizon, but yes, I'd love to hear from people.
Absolutely. Well, it's a credit to you that you're so busy. Obviously, you've got a fabulous reputation, and the product that you deliver underscores that. So, Gayla, I hope you enjoyed this conversation.
Yes, I did. Ray, thank you so much. It was enjoyable, and I look forward to more.
You bet. So stay right there. I'm going to close out the show. Okay. I want to thank Gayla Bechtol as well as Saguna Severson for joining me today during our broadcast of the radio show and our podcast presentation. Now, you can check out their columns in the next edition of Home Magazine, published in the Santa Fe New Mexican on Sunday, December 7th. A big thank you to the professionals at Hutton Broadcasting, the marketing team at Sotheby's International Realty, Mitsu Overstreet, our website editor, and Peachtree Sound for helping to make our show a destination that people from all over the country turn to each week. Many thanks to you out there for tuning into the program today. Check out our website for current real estate news and information, atreradio.com. So as we end the show, my sentiment remains the same. More than ever, I hope and wish that we all realize good health, sound judgment, and good fortune in the lives we lead.